first, the third verse tells us the beginning of a Yigash. The Yehuda steps forth when Yosef takes Binyamin aside with the Gevir found in his knapsack, finds cover from the grape juice in his knapsack, finds the goblet in his knapsack, and the Maisa, he says, the Binyamin is going to stay here, and the Yehuda is going to continue with the brothers to go back to the father. And Yehuda goes to the whole Masu and Matan, and goes to the whole discussion with Yosef that cannot be. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. Father will hear that what happens. Yehuda says, Barasha Oyla, the soul is tied up with his soul. Zok Rashi, Zok the Balaturim Kshura, just sort of begin Matri Toira. Kshura, the Matri is Toira. Shalom and Mipiv Toira. You learn Toira from it. The kids, his soul is wrapped up in his soul. And Lamaisa, if I come back to my father's house without the Yomin with me, Lamaisa, it's going to be death to his father. Yaakov Avinu is not going to survive. Yeah, why is me? Because I took the achrayis, I took responsibility. And therefore, that's what I'm studying for. Yosef cannot handle anymore. And Yosef tells the brothers, he finally reveals himself. Yosef cries out, Yosef, Yosef reveals himself and says, I'm Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai. Is my father still alive? Chinese tomato sauce, apples. What's going on with my father's alive? The whole time they're telling him, your father, if you bring him out without Binyamin, father's not alive. If you come back without Binyamin, it's going to be Chas v'Shalom death. Right now, he left, he's alive. So what is he asking? If they went back and said maybe something happened between, they didn't go back in between since they came out last time. They came out last time, they mentioned that the father was alive. What in the world is Rabbi Yosef saying? I knew Yosef or Yidav Yichai. Famous Kasha, all the Rishai, all the Achronim is. Or Yidav Yichai. That's it in Kasha. Tate Kasha. What does he mean, Ha'oid Ov Yichai? What's Ovi, my father? Ha'oid Avinu Chai. Ha'oid Avinu Chai. Oh, Avinu was Avi, my father. He was their father. Is our father alive? What's Ha'oid Avicha? Ha'oid Avicha? V'lo yochol elchav echol la'an ois oisoy. He was following upon us. They couldn't answer him. What was he asking them? Why couldn't he have followed me upon us? Because they... He wasn't really, I mean, he was answering a lot, but they didn't really have an answer. What do you mean they couldn't answer him? Chazal darshan on this pasuk that Yosef gave them a shtarka teichacha. Very shtarka teichacha. What was the teichacha exactly in the words of Oid Avichai that was to know? Later on in the parasha of Oisai, Yosef tells the brothers, okay, they make up and everything. And Yosef tells the brothers that they have to go back to the father, take a lot of food. Tell dad, I'm alive. Tell everything's well, fine and well. And get up as soon as possible, go back to our father Yankiv and tell him clearly, you know, everything's good. I'm sending you back food. And he should come back down. He should come down to Mitzrayim. Spend the rest of his years over here with me, and everything will be fine and dandy. I'm in charge over here, and tell all my father covered in Mitzrayim and announced to the father that thing that he's been waiting for so many years, 22 years, his son has been taken away from him, 22, he's waiting for this day. It's the thing that's maybe one of the most greatest things on his mind. And you should rush. Make sure you get up there right away. And Yosef hears the thing, Al tir guzu baderech. Don't delay on the way, don't get into a fight, don't get into machloikes, go up right away. So the brothers come up, and you can picture the scene, they're coming up. They have to break the news to the father, 22 years being away from the son, 22 years with the pain, living with the pain, as Rashi said in earlier parshias, out of a yeshiv, that he never felt totally he wasn't menuchim from, he didn't have menuchim, comforting, but a mourner has, because the Chazal say there's a zeir on a mace, a dead person is mishtach from the leg after 12 months, stop saying Kaddish, a mace is forgotten, but someone that's alive, and here, Yosef is alive and well. But they have to break through the pond. So the pasuk says, "Vayishach zavi yechol vayom alayim al tigus v'tev vayal mitzvah vayivol eretz kanan al Yaakov." On here, they come to the father, and here, who should break the news? Which brother? Kids, they come in all serious. Dad, we have some good news to tell you. Very good news. Baruch Hashem, it's good to see all you back. It's good to see you all together. Yeah, we have even better news. Baruch Hashem, we got the food. Even better news. Yosef is alive. Good one. Lo yehemin lehem. The Baruch said, when they told him, he didn't believe them. Causing the foolish. I hear the Lord, Oy Yosef Chai, the Chiyu Moshe B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, the Yofik Loi Bo Kimo Yam In Lahem. He also had the Pachar, he didn't charge it. I mean, the voice, you have to picture this scene. The brothers were pretty serious. I'm still, when they started telling, you know, did you hear the one about Joseph and his brothers? And he wasn't telling jokes. He came down, they're very serious. He told the father, an important announcement to tell you, our brother Yosef's alive! Can't be. I don't trust you. I mean, they brought back Binyamin. They did everything it was supposed to be. Chanami, the last time we Yosef, what was the point of telling him? What was the point of Yaakov should believe them when he told them that Yosef was Lord? Why can't Yaakov believe them? So they try to convince him. Let's call different Yosef Shadib, and they start to tell everything he said. Still no answer. Still no this. They don't trust him. Yehuda got involved. Dad, I'm telling you, Yosef is alive. A Yaris, a Golos, a Shoshol, Yosef says, Oysa, a Techira, these wagons. He's alive! That donkey! Yosef is alive! What's going on over here? Yeruvain, Shimon, Lady, Yehuda, Socha, Zvun, Yosef's alive. I don't trust you guys. I don't believe it. He's alive. I'm down. We spit. Get out the Pacific. I don't trust you guys. Wagon. Oh, of course he's alive. Okay. Baita, pass the tea. What's going on over here? He sees the wagons. He's alive. Put out some more. You saw it up inside. I'm trying to keep the shmuz in the zman so you'll be able to get to the main part of the day. Supper. But Malka, you saw it as shmuz up inside. You allowed it to record. You were the European, I want to reply to the first kash that he asked also. And you saw it as godliness up inside. Yaakov Avinu didn't believe them because he heard a stira from their mouths. They said something was contradicting. What was it? They said, Oid Yosef Chai, V'chiru Moisha, V'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. You have to understand what he's saying. You got to talk in terminology that makes sense. The Gemara tells them, Brachos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Tzadikim, V'chayehem, V'misosam, Kruyim Chai. Tzadikim, even in their deaths, they're still around. The hashpah they made in the world, they're called Chai. Rishoyim, you see a guy, he looks like a living, he looks like a functioning human being. He looks like he is really functioning. Chazal say he is dead. He's dead to the world. Rishoyim afilu b'chayim kruyim meitim. They're called dead people. Because we have to understand, what is a functioning, living human being in the terminology of the Torah? That means chai means you're spiritually living. Meis means you're not spiritually living. A person could be living, eating soup nuts with his matzo ball soup. He could be cutting nice lamb chops. He could be eating a nice dessert, a double waffle with ice cream inside. But he's dead. Anybody ever see a fish out of water, Rabbi Sai? When it first gets out of water, it's flapping around, it's dancing. It's doing the new jig. They're doing the new dance in Kings. His mouth moving around, that fish. Mouth flopping and moving, everything. Rabbi Sai, is it a sign of life or death? That fish is plopping around, jumping around, mom is moving, doing the moves! Is the fish alive or dead, Rabbi Sad? I don't know, I never asked a fishologist. But according to my knowledge, when that fish is jumping around out of the water, Rabbi Sad, it is on the path to death. Jumping around, looks like it's having the greatest time. People don't know what fish. Wow, look at that fish! Look at that fish! It's better than the Muncie fish. He only talks. This one walks. Look at those fish. They're flopping and jumping and unbelievable. They're hitting mamish doing unbelievable things. And there's mamish male fish and other types of fish. And all they're doing together. It's a mixed fish place. No machitzes. It looks unbelievable. But those fish are dead. They're dying. Oh, they're moving around. Mama's flying in places, back and forth, flipping. The things are moving up and down, the fins, the legs, and the hands, everything's moving. But Sog Sheldov is dead, Rabbi Sad. Dead! Why? No life. Oh, it's moving and jumping. Not life. Torah says, if you're not spiritually connected, it's death. You might be functioning. He's walking, he's talking, he's moving, eating, going to the bathroom. Can't show you that over here. He's doing everything. By the end of the day, he's just surviving. Is he living? Does he have a life? According to the Torah, not. So, Kablevi Oyo and Moir the Gavot. They came and told Yaakov Avinu, Ta. Yaakov Avinu is alive. What does that mean to Yaakov Avinu, Boisai? He owns a fish restaurant! In Egypt! All the tourists and plenty of Bokarim! Who visit when the Ben Azman and come to his restaurant. That means he's alive? He's ruling Egypt? Dad, he's alive, but you won't believe it. He's ruling Egypt. The boy said, you have to know what Egypt meant, the boy said. I don't know, in a couple of days from now,
there's a ceremony that takes place, some type of ball, some type of place that you all would really want to be right now. Not all of you, so I'm sorry I shouldn't say that. But there's a place that everybody goes to at Rosh Hashanah. And I'm sure many mitzvahs happen there. Many chasanas will happen because of that ball that comes down. But in our minds and our hearts, we understand that the most disgusting, most what goes on in these scenes and those places and that area of Rosh Hashanah is the most disgusting, the most anti-Torah, anti-Yiddishkeit, all that stuff is the goyish world that lives with the prust and the promiscuity and the znus and all that stuff that goes on about Rahman al-Islam out there. That was nothing compared to Egypt. That was nothing. No one get any tickets to Egypt. It's the old Egypt. That was nothing compared to Egypt. Egypt was the makom of Tumah She'ein Kamoyu, Rabbi San. There's a chazal that says, has a big kasha, Rabbi San. Yosef HaTzadik, Rabbi San. Yosef HaTzadik, there's a famous kasha in Parsha. I have to find someone. Someone wants to tell me this kasha. But then, from a Bali Toysis, the Chumash, he has a small little kasha. I don't know, Yosef was in Mitzvah for 22 years. I don't understand. At least a postcard with the mummies. Kind of postcard. Here I am, Joseph in Egypt. Send the postcard. Downtown Cairo. The two mummies. I don't understand, everybody said. Pliatsuma. Why did Yosef send a letter to his dad, to Yaakov Avinu, the whole time? Why did you just send a postcard? Here I am, doing fine here in Cairo. Alexandra is also nice. Why didn't he send a postcard? Send some kind of letter. You know why he said the letter? He was worried that Yaakov Avinu's reaction, that he was an Eved in Egypt, a place of promiscuity, a place of the worst. We said once a whole schmooze, what happened to Lloyd was a difference. But this year we gave a difference about it because he didn't have a Rebbe, but 2 years ago, what happened to Lloyd? Lloyd was a tzaddik, or was a kosher. Well, he was a kosher when he went out. He came back from his Bainas Mana trip to Egypt. They're not a Bainas! He came back, he saw, he wanted to see those, whatever it was. It wasn't the mummies, it was more like mommies. And as he walked out of Egypt, he was a different man! He wants to travel now to stop him! He walked out from his trip! It's been a mom trip to Egypt! A small trip! We left right after the Masiva, no problem, we got the camp straight out! Commercial. But anyway, we went down to, Baruch Hashem, we went to Meisharim, Islam Mechanic, I have so much chizik, chizik to learn now. Meisharim gives you so much chizik. But anyway, they came back, with Lord came back with his Bainas Mom trip to Etim, to Egypt, the boy side. And you know what? He was way off. He wants to go to Stoim and live with these persons who are the worst. They killed their mother. They don't care about it. They want to kill people for money. They want to be through the worst. That famous boy saying Stoim was the worst. There was all this going on over there. What happened to Lord? He was hanging around with Abraham Avinu, with a tzaddik. He was the mashbak for Abraham Avinu. After he gave the mashbak for Sarah, who? What was her name? What happened? All change. Farshim say he had spent a few weeks in Egypt with his sunglasses. It was good weather down there. Vacationing! Nice hotels in Cairo. I don't know if you've been to those hotels. Downtown Egypt is gewaldic. A lot of different things. But at the end of the day, he walked away, changed man, with his rotten, put all these worst things in the environment. So Zokta Mepharshim, Yosef didn't want to send a postcard. You know why? Your father would have two heart attacks. If you tell him that he's, Dad, I'm from downtown Cairo, I'm an Eved in somebody's house. Come on, time these people in the house he was in, the guy wanted to do znus with him. Because I'll say, he did something to himself that because he had a tyra, Potiphara. He became not Potiphara, he became Potiphara. He had a woman's name was added to his name because he had a tyra for Yosef HaTzadik.
That was the house he was living in.
I think you're all well here. I have a good friend who looks at me a lot. I hope all is well with you.
Yaakov, his son Yosef is hanging out in some who knows what? Some gay bar? What's going on? He doesn't send a letter.
Comes along, his brother, and say, ah, the greatest news! Yosef's alive! And he's the ruler of the land of promised Gazi!
How come no smile, Dad?
He's ruling that land! Egypt! You know Egypt? With all this nuts, he's ruling there! Dad, where's the smile?
No smile. Why not? Because it's a stira, a clear stira, contradiction. How could he be alive? Chai, we are translated before, means life. In Jewish terminology, Yiddish, it only means living, means Torah, mitzvahs, Yiddishkeit. He's alive and he's living. That makes sense. He didn't believe them, didn't trust them. It can't be. You can't be living in Jewish terminology and be ruling in Egypt. Yaakov says, you're not telling the truth. He could be physically alive, but that's death. It's a fish. Maybe he's a fish. Yosef's demise was dug in. But he's not Yosef HaTzadik. So what changed his mind? Vayaras HaGolas. He sees chariots. He sees horses. He sees wagons. Oh, he's alive. So Chazal, you didn't see the wagons. What was the last sugya they were Isaac in? Before he left, they were Isaac in the sugya of Egla Rufa. They were Isaac in the lumbness of Egla Rufa. Oh, Yosef was showing his father he's still holding and learning. Oh, Vatachiruch Yaakov. Yaakov says, you tell me he's ruling Egypt? That's the biggest lie, he's dead! In my terminology. But you show me after 22 years he's still holding in the same sugya? Oh, that's the Tiferes Chaim. 22 years still on the same homage. He's still holding in the same sugya. He's still holding in the learning that we left him. Oh! He's alive! He's alive! Because he had the life of Ruchniyah still. He's living in Daira. Oh, now I can believe you. The fetus Mahara was thinking that maybe it's the Pshat. Yaakov Avinu was the teacher of all his sons. V'nafsho k'shur v'nafsho, his life is tied up. So the Bala Turim, he taught the Yom Torah, Lomim Yipiv. He's tied up. Yosef was telling them, brothers, listen. Ha'oid Ovicha, you're saying my father's going to die, but he didn't die till now. There wasn't a certain death. He wasn't able to teach me Torah. I was a prime pupil of him. He gave me over Torah. He's alive even now. They didn't go back in between, but he was answering a very penetrating question. Is he really alive? The fact that I'm not around, that I wasn't around, he wasn't able to teach me, he didn't give me over Torah. A Rebbe without his Talmidim, so the Gemara Makkos is a certain age, the Gemara says that if his Talmidim goes to Golas, you have to Megala the Rebbe with him. The Rebbe has to go to Golas. And if the Rebbe has to go to Golas, you have to Megala his Talmidim with him. Why? So if the Gemara Makkos, Yudam and Aleph, V'chai, Ovid, Loimidim, the Chiyusa, give him life. And without his Talmidim, he's dead. My father, my teacher, is he alive? You took away his life by taking me away from him. Because in a certain way, he's missing the spirituality, the teaching, and the tunnel he could have given me. That was what Yosef was telling them. That was the Tenchocha, to realize that every little more of Torah, every little step, every little more is more life. The more rukhas that I have, I'm adding more life to my life. Now it's very meduyik. When the brothers heard that word, they got a Tenchocha. They got a reprimanding. They understood that every more little bit more Torah is more life, every second, every stage, every moment. And therefore, when they went back, Yosef said, be careful. Don't get too involved in learning. I'll take this about derech. Now they understand it. I thought they understood it before, but now it's a tifa taher. Ha'oid ovicha. What a lesson the boy said for us. What an understanding of hashkofa that we have to have. That we make a mistake. A common mistake, the boy said. That a person thinks that when he goes and does who knows what, then he's being that. That's just a lie. This is life. What's life about? It's momentous. It's for a moment. It's for a splitting moment of Hanoah. That's life. Life is the time we spend the Ruchnias. Life of the years and the time and the effort and the stuff that we do in Ruchnias. That's life. That's the time that we're really living. See, a marshal, somebody once came to a Beis HaKvalis, and he saw, going over the list, 22 years, 12 years, 15 years, he said, this looks like a Beis HaKvalis for the Nebuch, the youngsters that never lifted. They said, no, these people died very old age. What is this, 12 years, 22 years? These are the years they really lived their lives. These are the years they used out during the years of us. These are the years, these are the times, the hours, and the days that were used out for real life. For life that has meaning. For life that has a tachlis. For life that produces long life. That produces chayei netzach. The problem is that we're surviving, we're walking around, we're not happy, we're not involved, we're not thinking, because we're not really living. People out there are going through, going all this and that, but are they feeling fulfillment in it, Rabbi Yisrael? Not really. Because we have a soul. We have a soul. And the soul gets sustenance and lives. And that's who we are, Rabbi Yisrael. This is all we spoke many times. This is all an outer garment. The soul is who you are. Are you living? Not if your soul is famished. Not if your soul is dying for thirst. Not if your soul hasn't tasted parched. Because it hasn't tasted the word of Torah. But it's more than that, Rabbi Yisrael. If that's the way to live, if the Torah says that's Chayim, if the Torah is the guide, is the blueprint for the Bria, if that's called living, then if we're not doing that, we're in a state of Chas V'Shalom death. If we're not involved in some way in Ruchnias in our lives, then there was some way there's death. That means, obviously, that we're not going to be happy. We're not going to be satisfied. We're not going to have enjoyment, full enjoyment. Because who enjoys death? And this is such a powerful Yisoyim. We look and we're jealous, we look at these people, but they're not living. They might be functioning, they might be surviving. As what's his name's book, Stop Surviving and Start Living. Schaefer. It's the Chazal's part. Stop surviving, people survive. They make it through, but they're living. Are they tasting the real life? Chazal say an unbelievable Mishnah of myself. Pas b'melech toicha. Eat pas b'melech. Bread and salt, Rabbi Yisrael. The new diet in the yeshiva. Pas b'mel toicha. You say we already have that. Pas b'mel toicha. Just eat bread with salt.
Umayim by Mesurat Pishta. Amount of water, not even so much, a certain amount of water every day. Vala Oret Hishon. Not in beautiful, made up beautiful caravans that we have. It says sleep on the floor, Rabbi Sai. Get down on the floor and sleep with your bare back. Not with a mattress on the floor. Vala Oret Hishon. The Mishnah. I'm quoting a Mishnah, Rabbi Sai. A Mishnah Big Yavos. And live a life of tzar, pains, yisurim. Of a Torah at an omel, but be omel and Torah in that matzav. So what would you think the Mishnah would end off for Boy Sai? Toiv lach l'oilam ha'bo. You're going to have an unbelievable oilam ha'bo. The oilam ha'bo is going to be amazing. Great oilam ha'bo. In this world, you just described the matzah. You're eating bread with salt, no side dishes, no peas, no even onion soup, Shloimeh's onion soup, no meat dishes, your favorite, and not even the musika, any of their mahu, not even that, bread and salt. No drinks, petel, no Coca-Cola, nothing, just a little bit of water. No beautiful mattresses that we have in Boisai. Major posturpedic mattresses that we have in Boisai. Yeah, you look at it, it'd be funny, well, how else can you sleep so many hours? None of that. You're sleeping on the floor, and you're learning Torah. So the Mishnah should end off with Boisai. You got the greatest Olam Haba. You got the greatest Olam Haba. I could also make up songs. Just as, you know, just as intelligent as top of a grape juice bottle. You got the greatest Olam Haba. You've got the greatest Olam Haba. But what's with your Olam Haba? The Mishnah shouldn't say, that's it, you know, it doesn't say in the Mishnah. No, Rabbi Sai. I left out a part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. I'll repeat what I just said. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. Translated, you have the greatest Olam hazeh. Come on, Rabbi. Come on, Rabbi. You just told me I'm eating bread with salt. That's it. Drinking some little water. That's it. Sleeping on the floor. I have pains and suffering and this and that. I learned Torah. If I have a good Olam Haba. I left out another part of the Mishnah. I'm sorry, Rabbi Sai. Let's say I go and tell you, Rabbi Sai. And there's an Eskimo today. I go up to the North Pole, Rabbi Sai, make a trip, cheap a trip to the North Pole. All you have to do is say Asher Yotzeh one time during the day. Fly you straight there. So we fly to the North Pole. I'm going to say that I have to do it right away. Anyway, for the Maisa, but we fly to the North Pole. Free paid vacation to the North Pole, Rabbi Sai. You get off the plane. A little cold over there, Rabbi Sai. But anyway, you come off the plane and you meet up with your first Eskimo. And you say, what's for this up tonight? Well, we got plenty of fish. How about a pizza, guys? You got the Eskimos trying to say, what's a pizza? They're talking to each other. What is this guy doing? Guys, I want to tell you. You got pizza? You guys are missing out, you Eskimos! Get out of here, there's one bowl already! Enough fish! Polar, what are you eating over here? Polar bears! You got two pizza! I'm gonna have it flown in! You know what Shiva Bachar will do to get his thing? There's a famous story of the Shiva Bachar here. He was sitting one night, a few years ago, in a deer somewhere, and he says, we're in the mood for doggies! What are we gonna do? Ain't Chaya believe doggies!
today, it's a true story, Rabbi Sad. They said, how many were in the Dira, or 12 guys in the Dira? How much an airplane ticket? It's a good prize, the winter, $800. We'll send back Shmero with the order! And he got on a plane ticket, and he went back for the day, went into doggies, and he was back the next night, Rabbi Sad. Fresh, what are those things, the doggies' nights? Hot pepper poppers! So the Eskimos, you guys gotta taste it! Pizza! They start to, what's pizza? It's, well, it's sauce, and it's, and what's pizza? Well, it's sauce, and it's cheese, and it's this, and it's thick crust. What's that? They're going crazy. Why can't they understand it? Why do they have the mouth watering to eat pizza? Because they don't concept what it is. But they'll come and bring them a nice fries, hot pizza. Hopefully it'll stay hot in the North Pole. And I'll give it to them, to that Eskimo. Wow, this mouth watering, this is unbelicious when he tastes it. Zok Mishnah, Yamata Oiseke. You gotta do it. You gotta be Omel. With the hardships, with the difficulties, with the Schwerkeit. Oh, I didn't sleep so well. I only got 7.5 hours last night, Rebbe. Really difficult day. I'm going to take 2 days off. My left eyelash is hurting. Going to the doctor for an infection in my left eyelash. Never dealt with that problem before. Serious problem. An affected left eyelash. It doesn't come in the computer in any disease, any infectious diseases. I think I got infected by my roommate. He has a left nostril hair that's infected. Anyway, but I didn't sleep so well because that nostril hair was bothering me a little bit. So I cut it off in the middle of the night. You want to look at what's under my bed. But anyway, that's the difficulty he's had in life. But Chazal say, what's the difficulties? What's the shvaykai? I didn't sleep so well last night. I didn't eat so well. I didn't drink so well. That was a little bit uncomfortable. Chazal say, do it. Go in the base medrash and be all Melbatoira, work hard, try to understand it, get involved. So Chazal, and Mato Oiseke, Ashrecha Ba'oyim, you're going to walk out there with a smile. You're going to be happy for once in your life. All that stuff out there is nothing yet, but try again. I'm going kings again. Okay, we'll try again. Try and see you'll get some happiness. Nom, nom, da dum, dum, da dum, da dum, da dum, da. Another night. Wow, I'm so happy! Here he is again in the morning, depressed. With stuff around his bed to help him get more depressed. When he wakes up in the morning, he sees Baruch Hashem, what he left over from last night. So happy! What a great life! Yeah, you should try it sometime. Just get a big garbage by your bed. Have it around the bed. Comfort, just in case in the middle of the night you feel like letting everybody know what you did last night. You can decorate the floor for you, Rebbe. Different color shades of red and blue. Sometimes blood comes up. But I'm happy. What could be not happy than puking out? Nothing more happy than that, you know. Walking around with his tummy. Right. But I go there, you know, and I go and I meet this person, that person, this person. Yeah, but last night my friend was with that person, this person, this person. It's all fake, it's all garbage, it's not real. We know it already, we tried it. It's not giving happiness, we tried again, and this and that, and that. It's not going to work for us in real life. Ain't going to work. Ain't going to work. Until a person realizes it sometimes, it takes them on, but we're trying to give you a forewarning. It ain't going to work. You're not going to find happiness down that path. Ashrecha ba'oyim hazeh, the Torah gave the way to enjoy this world. Someone came to the Baron Kotler. We say all the stories as them as I found the shtick of a Baron used in Sefer Hazeh. Someone came to a Baron and he said, "Rav Aaron, I don't understand. You always darshan about the chashivas of giving to support Torah. How the person who supports Torah is going to have like the same olam haba as the person learning Torah because he's helping support the sachas zvun. Rav Aaron gets soon got the same olam haba. He's learning the same Torah, whatever point he helped. So a meisa. So what's the big deal? I think, well, I'll go out. I'll be a Torah supporter. Yes, I'll buy suspenders. I'll be a Torah supporter. What's wrong?" The Baron told you, 100% right. You're going to have the same rhythm, Haba. You're going to enjoy that dance in that world, everything. But where's your Olam Hazeh? How do you enjoy this world? What, are you going to eat a lot of 10 tons of spaghetti? How are you going to enjoy this world? After a while, it's the same menu, the same thing. You're not going to enjoy it. But you're going to learn Torah in this world. That's right. This is the mission. You're going to have plenty in this world. I want you to enjoy this world to the Baron. That's why I'm preaching, we should sit and learn. And daven, get into the midst of going to enjoy this world.
But maybe I don't enjoy it so much.
Am I to oisek? You got to do it. Not just one day for 10 minutes, and then you get up and go back at the bed. You got to do it. You got to put your, throw yourself into it. Ask the people on both sides. They threw themselves in, and they said the sweetness, the gishma. You've been robbed. You've been taking out the opportunity in the here and now, Holy Hanukkah, and people have been robbed of real enjoying their life, Rabbi Shad. I don't enjoy it so much. We said the mashal, of course you're not going to enjoy it so much when you mix into it spinach into your creamsicle, Rabbi Shad. You're not going to enjoy your creamsicle and spinach inside. If you have a beautiful a beautiful piece of steak or side. They put a beautiful piece of steak and someone puts some gasoline on it.
Wow, this steak doesn't taste so good.
No one light a match, please, around my mouth. I want to make it home tonight. Poison on the steak. The higher the law, it's different. So we also make it sweet. We have to make it sweet, take away all the things that we get involved in to take away from having the sweetness. But it's sweet because it's life. My Torah is compared to Mayim. Torah is compared to Yayim. It's the sweetness, it's the geschmack. It's so sweet. When you get into it, when you have a chiddush, when you understand it, when you get attached to it, when you dove it for it, it's the sweetest, most unbelievable thing that Shaya Rabbi said. You saw the oil on people that they couldn't get enough, they couldn't stop, they just kept going and going and going because they can't get enough. Who can get enough of life? Who can get enough of the most enjoyable pleasure that a person can have when they get into it? If Chaim Shmuel Levitz was your time, his mamish around these days, he used to come to the base medrash at night and he used to stay till 3 in the morning. They sometimes found him lying on the floor, the base medrash splattered on the floor. He would learn till the end. And sometimes he would want to go back to his house, to his home. Ma'aseh, at the end of the night, they once found him on the top of a ladder because he went to look up a safe, but just before he's about to leave in the night, I had one more thing to look at 3:30 in the morning. He was going home for a 2-hour nap. And they found him at the top of the ladder. Still, at 6 to 7 in the morning, the guy was still looking in the safer. He didn't realize what time it was. He was involved, just enjoying the pleasure of it. That he couldn't get enough. You can't get enough of it, boy. When your soul gets turned onto it, then you quench it, you can't get enough. Gama nefesh lo shisara shigama. You won't be satisfied because you've tasted the most sweetest, most greatest, most unbelievable thing in the world. You've tasted life. But you got to be oisekei. You got to push away all the excuses. You got to push away all the inconveniences and say, even so, FLPK, matter oisekei. You put yourself into it. You throw yourself into it. You do what you have to do. You get up in the morning. You daven to Hashem. You do. which we'll talk about maybe next week, what it means to daven to Hashem. But the ma'aseh, you get involved, you sing out, you get away, you separate yourself from all the gasoline, oh, I say. You separate yourself from all the poison, all the stuff that's not letting you taste it. And you throw yourself in, Rabbi Isaac. Money back guaranteed tonight, Rabbi Isaac. Money back guaranteed that you're going to have an injury. You're going to be at 7:10. I'll sign a paper. Stay away from everything. Throw yourself into it. Money back guaranteed tonight, Rabbi Isaac. Get your money back guaranteed. Or a free trip to the North Pole. With a pizza pie to give the Eskimo. Rabbi Isaac, this is for you, sorry. Oy Joseph Nichai, Vayaz HaGolas. Yaakov Avinu sees the HaGolas, he sees the Sugya Yosef holding in the Sugya of Torah. He's Chai! Other than that, he can't have a real life. Living in Egypt, living amongst those Meshuggahs, living amongst people who are into all these things that are taking away life. In our terminology, Rabbi Yisrael. The Goyim have their things to deal with life. We have to know because Baruch Hu gave us Torah and Mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisrael. That's our food. That's our sustenance. That's our joy. Kiheinu, chayenu, v'aruch yemeinu. Zoktiv on the Goyim, I'm ending, Rabbi Yisrael. The Goyim, we said, I think we said over once before. The Goyim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Avas Oyla, we're going to say tonight, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody's saying the sinner tonight. Avas Oyla, Avdon, Rabbi Yisrael loves us with the most everlasting love. The Rabbi Yisrael, we believe in Rabbi Yisrael. He loves us. He's the almighty, all-powerful, all-incoming God. He has everything in the world to give us. He wants to give us. He loves us. Some of you will love, the other person loves somebody. He wants to give whatever he has over, give the shirah back. And the person loves us. And the person has everything to give us. So what did he decide to give us? So to feel like going, chad ma'ev tonight. We say it so many times. He's up there. Okay, something was up to pause up there, was up to the tefillah tonight. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Olam, Torah u'mitzvos chukim u'mishpatim u'sarim. Says the Vilna Gaon, he chose one thing. I wanted to be the most precious thing that I have. Could have been a Jew, a nice Lamborghini. It could have been a 77.77 inch screen. Could have been anything of us. The biggest home you could imagine of us, and more. It could have been a hotel. A hotel of us. Could have given us, everyone could have their own hotel with a ski resort in the back. Could have given it. What did he give us of us? But says, Hashem says, I want to give you the most precious thing, the most enjoyable, the greatest possible possession. Torah u'mitzvos chukim u'mishpatim u'sarim. He taught us Torah. That's the most precious thing. God says so. I don't know who wants to argue with him. So after going, after hearing that, you know what I should be doing, Rabbi Yisrael? I should go into outer space. Okay. Hashem alikenu. B'shochmeinu uvekumeinu nasiyah v'chukecha. Once I realized that, I got the most precious, most amazing gift in the world. So we say, okay, therefore, b'shochmeinu, when I get up, when I'm moving, when I'm going, every possible second I'm going to talk in it. It's the greatest thing in the world. Most pleasurable, most greatest, most amazing thing. B'shochmeinu uvekumeinu v'nisma. I'm going to just go crazy. V'nisma, I'm going to have true simcha. V'nisma, with the b'shochmeinu. Then I have happiness in life. Because Bible tells us you want happiness. This is it, Rabbi Yisrael. You got it in your hands. You got the ability, the availability. But it meant the Holy Spirit. You got to do it. It's hard. It's a difficult process. But once you get turned on, once you devour it, once you see it going, as the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says in Pashas Ki Sova. So if the Aruch Chaim, if people really if people would really come to the recognition in the sweetness and the pleasantry of Toiv HaTorah, Achaim HaKadosh says, people would go out of their
Caleb. They would go crazy. Umislad and Acharel. They'd be running, they'd be jumping, they'd be every possible second. Okay, we have to be normal every possible second. Why? Nothing in the world matters to anybody if they realize what it really is. Any good, any geshmak of thing you want to taste. That's what we said, or someone said over this year, I mentioned last year, Shach used to get up every time in the middle of the night to learn Torah. He used to get up every night in the middle of the night, he went over to the cabinet, look, oh, what's shot? In the middle of his sleep, he used to get up, and he couldn't stop. His Rebbetzin was felt that was that dangerous for his health. He doesn't sleep. And he goes to bed for 2 minutes. She made a plan. She devised a plan. She's going to now get the set up the clock of his eye. And not like the clock for our heating system over here that it works by day and off by night. But he's going to make sure even by night it's off. So she devised the plan that the lights will be out the whole night. Kitzur, she felt very good about herself. She's protecting his health. And she felt she's in the middle of the night, she wakes up, she looks over at the bed next to her. Shach's not in the bed. Where could he be? She walks out from her room, Rabbi Yisai. She sees the most amazing thing ever seen. Shach was standing on a table, Rabbi Yisai. And if no one yet saw in the boilers, there was this little light. Shach was standing with a Rambam, trying to see the Rambam with the boiler light, Rabbi Yisai. She forgot about the boiler light! Why? Because Reb Shach said every second another shtick or Rambam, another shtick or Rashba, another Deher, another understanding, another thing. We'll father, but we don't realize it, but we have it. It's here, and it's here, the base message every morning. Come get life! Put a new song on the base message. Come get life! Real life, enjoyable life. The most kishmaka, positive. These are not my turbos, they're very nice around. I'm telling Orach Chaim HaKadosh. I'm telling you what was reading in the Chol in every night in my room, Rabbi Yisai. You say, Rabbi Yisai, you believe what you're saying? My father, remember, he should be well. Remember when we were young, we grew up in the modern Orthodox, really, so a guy in the shul came over to me and said, I don't understand. Everybody in the community, go to college, okay, your sons did that again. What is this? They're sitting on bread so long. So I said, Mr. Shaminowitz, 1 second over here. You down in Meyer last night? Yeah, I down in Meyer. Yeah, of course you down in Meyer. You believe what you say or just down say words? Says, Kichem Chayenu V'Oroch Yomeinu. Oh, not serious about that. Kichem Chayenu V'Oroch Yomeinu V'Hem Nega Yom V'Laiva. The person understands that Torah is the most precious commodity that we have in Boshan. It's okay, and Hashem will give us a game, and we come to the matzah of Simchas Achaim, of Boshan, the greatest Simcha. Telling you, go around and ask those who've tried it. The live cereal, of Boshan? No one wants to eat the live cereal. I said, well, give it to Mikey. I'm with Mike on the heaven. Give it to little Mikey, let him try it. He likes it, and he says, the cereal's good.
He likes it.
So, Boyside, try it. Tamu u'ru'u kitoi Hashem. Taste and you'll see kitoi Hashem. Misuki mitva Hashem, the pasukim. It's sweeter than honey. It's the most shmata thing in the world. Don't let yourselves put the gasoline into the ice cream cone, Boyside. Enjoy it. Lick it up. Do the best you have to understand it, but at the end of the day, you have to realize that you will get to the matzav if you really push your head on the side. It's going to be the greatest thing that you ever enjoyed in your life. Don't let yourselves be robbed. Push forward.